As we go through these 13 principles of Rabbi Yishmael, it's important to bear in mind that they are technical, and some of them are actually not used so often. But either way, as we recite them every morning, and obviously this is meant to be a learning experience for us, the one thing that we are meant to internalize is this deep symbiotic relationship between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. The two go hand in hand. They can't work without each other. And these 13 principles really are that fulcrum between the two. They allow the Torah Shebichtav to be used on a daily basis. They allow it to be applied to new situations. This is how the Torah Shebaal Peh expresses itself in so many different ways. One classic example of this is a Gezeira Shava. Now, you can't make up your own Gezeira Shavas, but the idea is when, according to tradition, two laws containing similar expressions serve to clarify each other. So, for example, the word B'moyadoi in its time is used for both the Pesach and the Karban Talmud. And we learn an important rule from there, that both of them are Doicha Shabbos and Doicha Tumah. That means you bring the Karban Pesach and the Karban Talmud, both on Shabbos, and even if one is Tami, if there's no other possibility. Obviously, there are more technical rules to know, but the idea is that this, I think, is the first ever global hypertext link where one word is clearly referring to another word. The idea of eating on a kazayas, a kabetza of bread in the sukkah, on sukkah's night, tesvav, tesvav. Famous Gezeira Shavas, how we get married, kicha, kicha, miste Ephraim. These are all over the Torah Shebaal Peh. These are clues and hints that were left there by the infinite creator with unending wisdom and depth. The next one is a binyanav. A binyanav is where you have a meta principle that applies to more detailed principles. So, for example, in Sefer Dvarim Yates, the word echad is connected to the word aid. One witness. And the principle is therefore, you have zeh bana'av. Wherever the word aid is written without the word echad, it actually does not denote one witness, but testimony, which must be based on at least two witnesses. So we have a binyan av, which is an overarching principle that will tell us about other cases. The idea of a klal uprat. This is where a general term is followed by a specification. So, for example, you have a general term, behema, referring to animals, domesticated animals. And then the Torah specifies, as baka, vatzayin, as it does at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, talking about the cattle and the flocks, sheep. Then the law is limited to those specifications. Because ein beklal, ela masha beprat. The law mentions those generalizations and afterwards lifts the specifications in order to indicate that the whole of the generalization of the law only refers to the species that are mentioned. And therefore the Gemara will tell us, Tzona baka in midyachrini lai. But if you go the other way, pratu klal, you have a specification and then a generalization. That actually has the opposite effect, and it's all-inclusive. And therefore the Torah in Sefer Shemais will say, Chamar or Shara, Seva chol behema, a donkey, or an ox, or a sheep, or any animal. And therefore, says the Gemara, Nasa klal moisef ala prat, v'rabi al kol mili. And it's far more inclusive. So there's a big difference between klal uprat, prat uklal. But again, the idea is to appreciate the depth, the wisdom, and the value of the Torah Shebaal Peh.